After 21 hours of face-to-face talks in Pakistan, the weekend peace negotiations between the U.S. and Iran ended with no agreement. Vice President J.D. Vance, who led the U.S. negotiating team, spoke to reporters Sunday in Islamabad.
The bad news is that we have not reached an agreement, and I think that's bad news for Iran much more than it's bad news for the United States of America. So we go back to the United States having not come to an agreement. We've made very clear what our red lines are, what things we're willing to accommodate them on, and what things we're not willing to accommodate them on. And we've made that as clear as we possibly could, and they have chosen not to accept our terms.
Despite the failure to reach an agreement, United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres praised the fact that there were negotiations at all, saying it is clear that there is no military solution to the conflict in the Middle East. Spokesperson Stéphane Dujarric read the Secretary General's statement.
While no agreement was reached at the talks hosted by Pakistan between the United States and the Islamic Republic of Iran in Islamabad, the discussions themselves underscored the seriousness of their engagement and constituted a positive and meaningful step towards renewed dialogue. Given the deeply rooted differences, an agreement cannot be reached overnight, and the Secretary General calls on the talks to continue constructively in order for an agreement to be reached. At the same time, the ceasefire must absolutely be respected and all violations must cease.
Two Pakistani officials say discussions will resume after a break. Mohammad Ishaqdar is Pakistan's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister.
We hope that the two sides continue with the positive spirit to achieve durable peace and prosperity for the entire region and beyond. It is imperative that the parties continue to uphold their commitment to ceasefire.
In Israel, residents of Tel Aviv were less hopeful after the end of talks. One person told Associated Press, "I live for now. The ceasefire may end tomorrow, may end in an hour." Another, Adam Dreyfus, was more optimistic, but not about a ceasefire.
I think it's World War III that will win. But I think that now we enjoy from the weather, where the weather is good. There is no missiles for the moment, so we take as much as possible air, and we'll go back to fight.
After the talks ended, President Donald Trump upped the ante Sunday, announcing his response to Iran's blockade of the Strait of Hormuz in the form of his own blockade starting Monday morning.
10 o'clock tomorrow, we have a blockade going into effect. That'll be 10 o'clock tomorrow. Other nations are working so that Iran will not be able to sell oil.
That marks a big change from Trump's past statements about the importance of keeping the strait open. But despite the U.S. blockade, Trump says Iran wants to make a deal very badly. He described what he sees as the sticking point in negotiations.
Iran will not have a nuclear weapon. And we agreed to a lot of things, but they didn't agree to that. And I think they will agree to it. I'm almost sure of it. I am sure of it. If they don't agree, there's no deal. There'll never be a deal.
Iran's ambassador to India, Mohammad Fatali, says Iran is ready for more negotiations if the U.S. avoids what he calls unlawful demands and recognizes Iran's rights and interests.
War reparation and sanction relief and some other conditions. But I think that they want some unlawful demands. And also, our high-ranking officials, our delegations, said that we are ready for peace. We are ready for negotiation.
President Trump also picked another target for criticism Sunday night.
I'm not a fan of Pope Leo.
Pope Leo XIV, the first American-born pope, has been critical of Trump's attack on Iran, as well as Trump's threats to attack civilian infrastructure and end a civilization. Trump says the pope is soft on crime and weak on nuclear weapons, and would never have been elected pope if it were not for Trump.
We don't like a pope that's going to say that it's okay to have a nuclear weapon. We don't want a pope that says crime is okay in our cities. I don't like it. I'm not a big fan of Pope Leo. He's a very liberal person, and he's a man that doesn't believe in stopping crime.
Pope Leo spoke to reporters on a flight to Algiers Monday, saying, "I have no fear of the Trump administration or speaking out loudly about the message of the gospel." He says he does not see his role as being a politician, and he does not want to get into a debate with Trump.
I don't think that the message of the gospel is meant to be abused in the way that some people are doing. and I will continue to speak out loudly against war, looking to promote peace, promoting dialogue and multilateral relationships among the states to look for just solutions to problems. Too many people are suffering in the world today. Too many innocent people are being killed. And I think someone has to stand up and say, there's a better way to do this.
Later in Algeria, the Pope gave a speech at the Martyrs Monument in Algiers, again calling for peace.
God desires peace for every nation, a peace that is not merely an absence of conflict, but one that is an expression of justice and dignity. This peace, which allows us to face the future with a reconciled spirit, is possible only through forgiveness. The true struggle for liberation will be definitely won only when peace in our hearts has finally been achieved.
He says in the end, justice will always triumph over injustice, and violence, despite all appearances, will never have the last word. That hope may be shared by many world leaders, but hope is not a strategy, and many fears remain. For the near future in the Middle East, and for the whole world, Kaya Kallas is High Representative of the European Union. After a visit to the Gulf region, she said civilian infrastructure has been, in her words, hit by the same tools that wreak havoc in Ukraine.
Together, the crisis in Europe and the Middle East represent the clearest sign yet of an abandonment of the old rules, including the UN Charter. A new world is now in the making, characterized by competition and coercive power politics. A world order dominated by a handful of military powers who aim to establish spheres of influence.
The current two-week ceasefire is scheduled to end on April 22nd. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.